Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Tes Amid Beis, the Mishnah Ein Bein Bama Gedoyla LeBama Ketana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshaba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Elio Zev Ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freda, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi Ben Yuta, Gittel Bas Chaya, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Nosson Yosef Ben Yehudis, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Chaya Nechama Idel Bas Sara, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Moshe Ben Sara, Sara Sheitza Bas Yittel, Elio Ben Silla, Etel Bas Hendela, Hena Perel Bas Yechevid, Rufalka Hus Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned as a schus for Sarah Bas Margalit, that she should find the Shidduch, Metz Hashem Bekarev. And today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Aryaleib Halevi. So we're continuing the digression of the Mishnayos and discussing the Ein Beins. And the truth is that today's daf begins with a continuation of the Ein Beins. However, by Amid Beis, we are going to return to our regular program, and that is Maseches Megillah, and the Gemara is going to begin its analysis word by word of the Megillah, beginning with the opening words of Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh. So today's daf is very much a tale of two amudim. Amud Aleph deals very much with the halachos of, as we're going to see, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Bama Ketana, Bama Gedoyla. Amud Beis is going to discuss the beginning of the Megillah. So today's daf requires a little bit of an introduction. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had a Mishkan. In fact, there are five parashiyos in the Torah that are dedicated to discussing the Mishkan. Parashas Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they took the Mishkan with them. In fact, they had the Mishkan until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, and he built it 480 years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, or 440 years from when they entered Eretz Yisrael. If the Yidden had the Mishkan throughout their time in the Midbar, plus the 440 years when they entered Eretz Yisrael prior to when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that means that in totality, the Yidden had the Mishkan for 479 years. What's the cheshbon? The Mishkan was built the second year that they were in the Midbar. They had it then for the 39 years in the Midbar, plus they had it for the 440 years when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Yidden didn't need the Mishkan anymore. Some of the Kelim of the Mishkan were taken and incorporated into the Beis HaMikdash, but at this point, moving forward, they would no longer need the Mishkan. Now they would have the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. It was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. The Yidden ended up in Babel for 70 years. Then they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Ezra, and the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So the Yidden had a Mishkan first for 479 years, then they had Bayis Rishon, which stood for 410 years. Then they had the second Beis HaMikdash, which stood for 420 years. We always speak out, the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, in Teiras Moshe, he quotes from Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. And Parshas Pekudei is the five parashas in the Torah that deal with the Mishkan. And that first pasuk is very much a summation of all the inyanim related to the Mishkan. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edo, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the word Mishkan is Begematria 410, which is the equivalent of the 410 years that the first Beis HaMikdash stood. HaMishkan is Begematria 415. It's Mishkan plus Hey. If you take the five Oseas, Hey, Mem, Shin, Kuf, Nun, you have 415 plus 5, which is 420, which is the equivalent of the 420 years that the second Beis HaMikdash stood. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer says that why would the Torah be Merames Bayesheni 415 plus 5? Just give me a number that equals 420. He says it's a remiss to what the Gemara says in Yuma Chafala from the days, that there were five things lacking in Bayesheni that the Yidden had during Bayes Rishon. That's why we mentioned 420, but more 415 plus 5. And then Ha'edos, the word Ha'edos is written in the Torah Chaser, Hey Ayin Dalet Sof, which is 479, and that's a remez to the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan. So says the Chasam Sofer, Eila Pekude HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos, HaMishkan is 420, that's a remez to Bayis Sheni, Mishkan is 410, that's a remez to Bayis Rishon, and Ha'edos is 479, and that's a remez to the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan. But what we need to know for today's daf is that the 479 years that the Yidden had the Mishkan did not always have the same status. In other words, not all tkufos of the Mishkan were created equally. And really, in order to understand this better, we have to take one step backwards. So the Mishkan, in totality, existed for 479 years. However, it can very easily be broken up into different phases. The first phase was the 39 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was stationed in Gilgal. It was in Gilgal for 14 years. It was there for the Zayin Shekofshu and the Zayin Shechalku. It took 14 years until the dust settled on all the wars and all the distribution of the lands, and it was during those 14 years that the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Once the land was settled and all the Shvatim went to take their Nachla, the Mishkan moved and went to Shiloh, and it remained in Shiloh for 369 years. This is a sometimes forgotten fact. The Mishkan stood in Shiloh almost as long as Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash stood. It was there for 369 years. Shiloh was destroyed. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud discusses why Shiloh was destroyed. And after Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan then moved to Noiv. From Noiv, it went to Givon, Noiv Irak Hayanim. And then eventually, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and it was no longer necessary to have the Mishkan. But the point is that the Mishkan itself traveled, and there were different phases of it. 39 years in the Midbar, 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years of Shiloh, and then 57 years where it was in Noiv and Givon. The halachic status of the Mishkan was fundamentally different when it was in Shiloh versus when it was in all the other places. How so? When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was considered to be kavua. It was considered to be established. When it was in Gilgal, when it was in Noiv, and when it was in Givon, it was considered to be more temporary. L'may nafgemina? Here's the nafgemina. Once upon a time, a Yid was able to bring a carbon on a bama. And the truth is, a bama is lahavdol, like a grill. You could have a bama in your backyard, and if you decide that you want to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any carbon that's ba b'nedar u'b'nedava, an oil or shlamim, in theory, you'd be able to be makriv on your bama. And that's something that you would be able to do. Now, you'd have to get a bechar to do the avodah for you. There's a shulchan aruch of how you bring a carbon on a bama. But high level, there was a concept of being able to bring a carbon on a bama. Now, that's pasha when there was a beis hamikdash. You couldn't bring a carbon on a bama. If somebody would bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, he'd be Chayiv Karis. It's what we know as Shchutei Chutz, Halas Chutz. There's a whole perek in Kachem called Perek HaShoichet VaHamayla, second perek called Paras Chatas, that deals with these halachas. Some of the most severe punishments mentioned in the Torah come for someone that brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But that was only true when there was a Beis HaMikdash. What about when there was a Mishkan? Was a person able to bring a carbon on a bama? So it depended. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Mishkan was considered to be kavua. And when the Mishkan was kavua, you couldn't bring a carbon on a bama. When the Mishkan was not in Shiloh, whether when it was in Gilgal, whether when it was in Noiv and Givon, at that point there was no iser to bring a carbon on a bama. So a fundamental difference between Mishkan Shiloh and the other renditions of Mishkan. Mishkan Shiloh was kavua. It was a quasi-Beis HaMikdash. As a result, you had the halachas of Shchutei Chutz, or at the very least, you weren't allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. When the Mishkan was merely in Gilgal and Noiv and Givon, at that point, there was no iser for a person to bring a carbon on a bama. Not just that. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the Mizbeach, let's just focus on the Mizbeach, had a din of a regular Mizbeach. It was a Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was a Mizbeach. When the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when it was in Noiv and Givon, the Mizbeach didn't even have a din of a Mizbeach. We're going to learn a Mishnah right now, where the Mishnah is going to refer to that Mizbeach as a Bama Gedoyla. That's a Chiddush. Bama Gedoyla. Bama is what you think of as a personal place where a person might want to bring a carbon. But when the Mishkan was in its temporary state, it didn't have a full status of Mishkan. As a result, the Mizbeach didn't have a full status of Mizbeach. And by the way, just to be clear, this Mizbeach that the Yidden brought Karbonis and Gilgal and brought Karbonis and Noiva giving, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach that was built by Bezal. That's what the Mizbeach was. And Afal Pi Kein, that Mizbeach had a din not of a Mizbeach, quote unquote, but rather a din of a Bama Gedolah. Now, Bama Gedolah is different than your regular Bama, which is called a Bama Ketana. It's not exactly the same Bama, but the point is that the Mishkan, when it was in Shiloh, had a din of a proper Mishkan. As a result, the Mizbeach was a Mizbeach. As a result, you were not allowed to bring Karbonos on a Bama. When the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when it was in Noivin Givin, it did not have a din of a proper Mishkan. The Mizbeach had a din of a Bama Gedoyla, and at that point, it was a Heter Bamas. If somebody wanted to bring a carbon on a Bama Katana, this was something that he was allowed to do. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Bamas, so it's just worth chasming over another thing that we've mentioned many times over the years, and that is that what was the whole concept of bringing a carbon on a Bama? So Remeir Simcha in Meshech Chachma, in his Akdama to Sefer Vayikra, says something very gishmak. We know there's a machloikas Rambam and Ramban why there's a parsha of Karbonis. The Rambam says in the Meir Nevuchim that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Karbonis is not because he needs our Karbonis, not because he wants our Karbonis. Lomali Roiv Zevchechem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yeshaya. He doesn't really need our Karbonis ever. Even when we're doing the right thing, he doesn't really need it. So the Rambam says, so why did Hashem give us a mitzvah of Karbonis? He says, because the Yidden that left Mitzrayim, the Yidden that stood at Har Sinai and said Nasav and Ishma, had been steeped in the culture of Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, it was very commonplace to offer sacrifices to a deity. And says the Rambam, it was important for the Yidden to have a mitzvah of bringing karbanos because in their mind, that was their way of relating to Avodas Hashem. He says a lashon also that it was almost like a kosher outlet because here they want to express this hergish of bringing some sacrifice. The problem is, it's avodah zarah. You're not allowed to do that. So the Torah says, no worries, here you're going to have a kosher way of doing it, and that's going to be the way to do it. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, brings the Rambam and he screams at the Rambam and he says, L'shoinus, that the Ramban almost never says in his Pirush HaLaTorah. He says, how could the Rambam say something like this? The Rambam's turning the Mizbeach into a Shulchan Megu'ol, into some disgusting thing that really is Avodah Zarah, but whatever. And the Ramban says, besides, it says in the Torah that a carbon is a Reach Nichayach. It says a Kadosh Baruch Hu has anah from a carbon. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has anah from a carbon, so obviously there must be something to it. And this is the famous Machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, and everyone struggles to understand what does the Rambam mean. Does he mean what he literally said, or maybe there's a deeper meaning? Chassam Sofer in a place says that the Gemara says throughout Kachin that Reb Shimon says that any kohen that's not moiden da avoida in loy chelik ba avoida, if a kohen doesn't admit, he doesn't believe in the avoida, he can't do the avoida. So the Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean he doesn't believe in the avoida? If he doesn't believe in the avoida, he's a kofer. He's in a moida ba avoida. So the Chassam Sofer says, I think what it means is that any kohen that thinks that pshat in the avoida is the posh pshat in the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim is ein loy chelok ba'avoyah. That's a very sharp chassam sofer. But either way, so this was the machloikus between the Rambam and the Ramban. Zokr Meir Simcha, that ani akoton, I want to be machriya. Maybe it could be machriya between the Rambam and the Ramban. That when it comes to bringing karbonis on the Mizbeach, then it's like the Ramban. Then the yesoid of karbonis are reyach nichayach. That's what a carbon is all about. But when a comes to bringing karbonos on a bama, says Remeir Simcha, maybe a bama is different. And maybe when it comes to a bama, the bama is not reyach nichayach, and it's not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has anything from it. So why would he allow you to, on a Sunday afternoon, bring a carbon in your backyard because the weather's nice? That must be like the Rambam says in the Meir Nevuchim. It's because there was an idea of let a person express on some level this need that he has to be able to bring a carbon. And Remeir Simcha says, Lefi zeh, it's moirdik, because the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim, Reach nichayach b'mizbeach, the ein reach nichayach b'bama. Says Remeir Simcha, the hein ein advarim. Because on the mizbeach, there the purpose of the carbon is that Hashem has from it. That's why there's a concept of reach nichayach. But when it comes to a bama, it's all about lohoitzi milev hatoyim. That's what it's all about. And as a result, the taka is no inyan of reach nichayach. But the point is, we're going to talk now about bringing carbonos on a bama, just to understand a little bit fundamentally, just as a basic introduction to today's daf. Number one, just the history of bamas, that's critical. And besides, just to have a little bit of a feel and an appreciation for what's going on, Remeir Simcha is very, very insightful in terms of understanding and delineating between the karbonis that were brought on a proper mizbeach versus the karbonis that were brought because a person felt this need and this urge to be able to bring a carbon. On that note, There's no difference between a bama gedola and a bama katana. So we know what the definitions now are. The bama gedola is the bama that was inside the Mishkan when it was not in Shiloh. It had a din of a bama, albeit a bama gedola, versus a bama katana. That's your personal bama that you might have. Ela psachim. So what's the nafkamina between what kind of carbon can be brought on a bama gedola and what kind of carbon can be brought on a bama katana? The nafkamina is the carbon pasach. The carbon pasach had to be brought on the bama gedola, as opposed to it being brought on a bama katana. Here's the rule. Kol shu nidav v'nidav. Any carbon that a person can bring b'nedav b'nedav. Meaning you wake up in the morning, you decide, I want to bring a carbon to Hashem. So if you can bring that type of carbon, carbon bama, you can bring it on the bama. Kol shu ain't lo nidav lo nidav. And any carbon that can't be brought b'nedav b'nedav, ain't a carbon bama, it can't be brought on a bama. Zok de gemara. Psachim v'sulai. So the Mishnah began and said, ain't bein bama g'day lo bama k'tan el psachim. Interesting. One nafkamina between a bama g'day lo bama k'tana, the carbon pasach. Carbon pesach can be brought on a bama gedola, or better, needs to be brought on the bama gedola. It cannot be brought on the bama katana. Freit the gemara, could that even be? Does it make sense that it should only be the carbon pesach? And Rashi explains with a nice knetch that really the kasha is even stronger than that. Why? Because the Mishnah said zeh haklal. The Mishnah gave a rule. Now what's the rule? How do you know when you can bring a carbon on a bama katana? Kol shu nidev v'nidev, karib b'bama. V'chol shu eino loy nidev v'loy nidev, eino karib b'bama. Meaning any carbon that can't be brought b'nedev b'nedava, the halacha is, eino karib b'bama, can't be brought on a bama katana. Needs to be brought on a bama katana. So it's not just the Pesach. Pesach is a carbon that's not brought b'nedev b'nedava. But there are other carbonis that are also not brought b'nedev b'nedava. Chatos, asham. There's a whole litany of carbonis that can't be brought b'nedev b'nedava. So freik the Gemara, the ratio of the Mishnah and the seifa of the Mishnah, this is the proper way to ask the Gemara's kasha, doesn't stem. The Reish of the Mishnah says the difference between a bama katana and a bama gedola is one carbon. It's the carbon pesach. And then the seifa of the Mishnah gives a whole fancy rule, zeh haklal. And the rule would seem to suggest that there are a lot more than just the carbon pesach. That's a nafgamina as it relates to what carbon could be brought on a bama katana. So the Gemara says, Eima, you have to make a small edit to the Mishnah. Not psachim, but rather ke'ein psachim. Any carbon that's like the Pesach, that type of carbon can be brought on a bama gedola, as opposed to other carbonas can be brought on a bama ketana. Zok the Gemara, if it's ke'ein psachim, one more k'nech. Mani, who then is the Tana admission? Reb Shimoni. It must be Reb Shimon bar Yochai. The Tanya we learned to the Bryce, Reb Shimon said, "Av tzibur lo yekrivu el psachim dechayvay shekavu lehem zman." Even the tzibur, when they brought karbonos on the bama gedola, they only brought karbonos that were like the carbon pesach, meaning they were karbonos chayvah, karbonos that had to be brought, and they were kavu lehem zman. They had to be brought at a certain time. Avol chayvos, but if there was a carbon chayvah she'en kavu lehem zman that didn't have a specific time for it to be brought, Rashi gives a few examples like the parhel and davar shel tzibur, the siri avodah zara, the some carbonists that are carbonists chayva, but they're not kavulam zman, that was never able to be brought. So the Gemara says, Agav, we have a makar from our Mishnah that the time of the Mishnah must be Reb Shimon, because if the Mishnah is using psachim as the example of a carbon that was brought by Bama Gedoyla and not by Bama Ketana, so it sounds like, at the very least, the only type of carbon that can be brought on a Bama Gedoyla is a carbon that's like the carbon Pesach. What's unique about the carbon Pesach? It's kavulam zman. And in fact, there is a sheet that's Reb Shimon that holds that the only type of carbon you can bring on a Bama Gedoyla is a carbon that's kavu lehem zman. Zok the Mishnah weiter, and this is me inyan le inyan ba'osa inyan. Ein bein Shiloh le Yerushalayim. There's no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Meaning, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, those 369 years, versus when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, 410 years by Yis Rishon and 420 years by Yis Sheni. Elo, sheba Shiloh oichlen kachem kalim, umayser sheni b'chol haraya. Meisner sheni and kachem kalim had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The same was true when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Ma'aser Sheni and Kachem Kalim were able to be eaten in the entire Shiloh. This is interesting. Usually when we think of Mishkan Shiloh, we think of the Mishkan. The whole Shiloh had Kedusha? Yeah. The whole Shiloh had Kedusha. In fact, Shiloh was to Mishkan Shiloh, like Yerushalayim was to the Beis HaMikdash. And just like Ma'aser Sheni and Kachem Kalim had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so too there was a din that Ma'aser Sheni and Kachem Kalim, when the Mishka was in Shiloh, had to be eaten in Shiloh. However, there's one difference. The difference is, in Shiloh, it's Bechol Haraya. So if you're able to see Shiloh, you'd be able to eat Kachem Kalim and Ma'aser Sheni. When it comes to Yerushalayim, you physically have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim, otherwise you won't be able to eat. V'kan, as it relates to Shiloh and Yerushalayim, they're both the same. That Kachem Kedoshim Nechalim Lefnim and Aklam. That Kachem Kedoshim, that is only allowed to be eaten inside the Azara. when it was a Mishkan inside the Oil Moed. Oil Moed is to the Mishkan what the Azara is to the base of the Mikdash. But the point is, it had to be eaten inside. There was no halacha that if you can see the klon of Shiloh, that would be enough you to be able to eat Kachi Kadosh. Ktusha Shiloh, Yeshach Reaheta. Not an Afgamino. Ktusha Shiloh, Yeshach Reaheta. Meaning, after Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, you were allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama. We said that as long as the Mishkan was in Shiloh, there was an Isser Bamais. However, once Shiloh was destroyed, at that point, there was a Heter Bamais again. But as it relates to Yerushalayim, after Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Isser Bamos remained intact. So the Mishnah really mentioned two nafgaminas between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Number one, as it relates to Kedusha Shiloh, the city, you're only allowed to eat Maisa Sheni and Kachim Kalim in Shiloh. Almost true. Meaning, as long as you could see it, that would be okay. Yerushalayim, you physically have to be inside. Another nafgamina is, Shiloh is yesh achrea heter, kindush is Yerushalayim in achrea heter. The Gemara now is going to bring us a classic Amud of Gemara, and it's going to focus on the second nafgamina that the Mishnah said between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. And that is that even though when there was a Mishkan in Shiloh, there was an Isser Bamos, but as soon as Shiloh was destroyed, at that point there was no Isser Bamos anymore. Yerushalayim is different. Yerushalayim is Ein Achrea Heter. There was an Isser Bamos when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, and even after the Churban, the Isser to bring a carbon on a bama remain, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, a classic. Shamati, I heard. Shemakrivin beveis chanye bizmanazah. I heard you're allowed to bring carbonos beveis chanye bizmanazah. So it got late early, and we don't have time to do a proper introduction to what beis chanye was, but if you want to go through it a little bit. So the Gemara discusses it in Masechtas Menachos Daf Kuftes. The short version of the story is that after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, so he had two sons, Chanyoy and Shimi, and there was a little bit of an incident between the two of them. Shimi embarrassed, humiliated Chanyoy in a very, very exaggerated way. Chanyoy had to run away, mamish, to save himself from Bushes. He ended up in Alexandria, as in yesterday's daf, and he decided that he was going to build some temple where he was going to be able to bring karbanos. Meaning, if he couldn't be the Kohen Gadol and he couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, he's a son of Shimon HaTzadik, he's a Enukul of Aharon HaKohen, this is the next best thing. And there was a big machlokes tanam where the Beis Chonyo, he had a din of a Beis Avodah Zarah, or it didn't have a din of a Beis Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shamati, I heard, this is an Amora talking, Shemakrivin beveis Chonyo bezmanos. I heard nowadays, I don't know, but this is what I heard. I hear rumors that Beis Chonyo still stands, and they're bringing karbanos today in Beis Chonyo. So the Gemara says, Kasavar, two chedushim. Number one, Beis Chonyo, not Beis Avodah Zarah. You see, Beis Chonyo wasn't a Beis Avodah Zarah. Because if it's a Beis Avodah Zarah, you can't bring karbanos in Beis Chonyo. Meaning, Rabbi Yitzchok saying this as if it's okay. Additionally, you see, Rabbi Yitzchak calls Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Lashaita V'loy Kitchel Asad Lavoy. That it must be that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. Why? Because if it still had its Kedusha, just like when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you were not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban, you should also not be able to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So from the fact that Shamati Shemakrivim Beveis Chanyoy, that must be a raya that Kedushas Rishayna was Kitchel Ashaita, but it was like Kitchel Asad Lavoy. And as a result, after the Churban, there's no Isser anymore of Bamois. And therefore, you're not going to have an issue with bringing a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. So two things that you can infer from Rabbi Yitzchak said. Number one, the fact that the people were bringing carbonos and Beis Chanyoy, that's a raya, that it's not a Beis HaVodah Zarah. Because if it's a Beis HaVodah Zarah, then this conversation's dead on arrival. Number two, there's no Isser Bamois. Why? Must be because there's a Churban. What do you mean? But doesn't Eretz Yisrael still have Kedusha? Oh, must be. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, V'loy Kitchel Asalavim. The Gemara says, the Chsev, there's a Makar to this. The Pasuk says, Kiloy Basim Ad Ata, Ela Menucha Vela Nachla. Menucha Zu Shiloy. Menucha is referring to Shiloy. Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. And Nachla is referring to Yerushalayim. Pashup Shad is, Menucha is like a resting place. When the Mishkan was in Shiloy, it was like a resting place. You pulled over to the side of the road. It was a 369-year rest. But it still wasn't the final destination. Nachla is an inheritance. That's the real destination. So Makish Nachla Menucha. We compare the Nachla to the Menucha. Menucha Yeshach Rea Heter. Just like Menucha is Yeshach Rea Heter. Just like after Churban Shiloh, there was no Isser Bamos anymore. So for those 369 years, you couldn't bring a carbon on a Bama. But after the Churban, at that point, you were allowed to. Af Nachla Yeshach Rea Heter. Same is true with regards to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Nachla. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, at that point, there was no Isser to do this anymore. Amrule. So they told Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr, did you really say this? Amr Lulai. No, I never said it. So Rabbi Yitzchak said it, right? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakriv and Af Apishayim Bayis. And then they called him out on it. They said, did you say it? And immediately just denied it. He said, no. Amr Rav said, Holy Kim Amr. I swear he said it. The Gomer I even heard it from him. So why was he chayzer? So the Gemara said, Mishum Kasha the Ramari. Because he was bothered with Ramari's Kasha. The Moisev Ramari. Ramari asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchok said. He said, is that true? That Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita, for like Kitchel Asalavi, and as a result, you could bring a carbon on Obama after the Beis HaMikdash was a Shacharif. How does it reconcile with our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Kedusha Shiloi Yesh Achrei HaHeter. Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Achrei HaHeter. The Mishnah says that Kedusha Shiloi, after it was destroyed, there was a Heter to bring a carbon on Obama, but Kedusha Yerushalayim was Ein Achrei HaHeter. And you're telling me that Yemakish Menucha Lenachla, and just like there's a heter after Churban Shiloh, so too there was a heter after Churban Yerushalayim. It's Keneged Mishnah. By the way, Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Yom, it's an important Tosfos when you learn the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita v'Kitchel Asalavi. He says, what was the Havamin of Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know the Mishnah. Right, Masav Ramari. It was Ramari's Kasha. As if Ramari came, he had a Kasha nobody knew. He knew a Mishnah in the first parak of Masachtes Megillah, one of the Ein Bains, Nachtet say. Who doesn't know this Mishnah? How could Rabbi Yitzchak have even made a mistake? What could possibly be the Havamin of the Gemara that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know this Mishnah? Either way, besides, it's another Mishnah. Mishnah in Zvach, Mishaboli, Yerushalayim. When Yina came to Yerushalayim, Nesra Bamas, there was an Isser Bamas, Vloy, Hoyelahem, Oid, Heter. Meaning, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was an Isser Bamas, and the Bamas would never become Mutter again. Vihi Hoysol and Nachla. At this point, Yerushalayim was the Nachla, and at this point, you would never be able to bring a carbon anymore. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yitzchak again said, Shamati, Shemakrivim, Beveis. So the Gemara says, you see two things from Rabbi Yitzchak. Number one, the Beis Chanya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. And number two, must be he holds that there's no Isser Bamais after the Churban. Freak the Gemara, how could you say there's no Isser Bamais after the Churban? The Mishnah says clearly, Ein Bein Shiloi LiYerushalayim Elo. The second Afkamina was that Shiloi Ziyesh Achrei HaHeter and Yerushalayim Zayin Achrei HaHeter. And by the way, it's another Mishnah too. It's a Mishnah also Masech Tezvachim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now just to come off a breath for one second, the Gemara explained Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yitzchak holds Kosavak Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaito. The light kitcha la asalavi. And this is going to be the theme of the rest of the daf. So just to explain a little bit what the havamin. Again, Rabbi Yitzchak is shver at this point in the Gemara from two Mishnayos. But Rabbi Yitzchak said something. There's a rationale to what he's saying. What's the rationale? So there was a major machloikis in Shas. This is in the conversation of maybe the number one machloikis in Shas as far as Tanam and Amiram that debated this. And that is Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitcha Lashaita V'Kitcha Lasalavi, Aloy Kitcha Lasalavi. We know when the Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael had a special Kedusha. The land had Kedusha. Trumas, Maestris, Shvias. Yerushalayim had a special Kedusha. You could eat Kachem Kalma Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. The Mokum HaMikdash had a special Kedusha. You could bring Karbonis on the Mokum HaMikdash. What happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? What happened when Nevuzradin Sarat HaBochin destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and the Yidden were taken out of the land? At that point, did Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, did it still have Kedusha or did it not have Kedusha anymore? This was a major Shaila. Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashayta Kitchel Asalavai or Loi Kitchel Asalavai? The Mandama that says Kitchel Asalavai holds that there was Kedusha. The Mandama that says Loi Kitchel Asalavai holds there was no Kedusha. Incidentally, there's a nice Rashi here. Rashi, about 10 lines from the top, Dibra Maskel, La'asa Lavi says, Kaloimar Meshete Chorev. What is Rashi bothered by? Right, wherever Rashi says Kaloimar means he has a kasha. Rashi's bothered with something. There's something that's not Pasha. Because if you think about it, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel La'asa Lavi. What does La'asa Lavi mean throughout Shas? La'asa Lavi always means when Mashiach's going to come. That's always La'asa Lavi. Over here, what does La'asa Lavi mean? Nachta Churban. So Rashi's bothered by that. So Rashi, Kaloimar Meshete Chorev. Lots of love here doesn't mean what it always means. We've said it a million times, but really, Rashi's bothered. It's a kolema Rashi because the Pashup Shad and Lasalavi really is not consistent with what it usually means. But either way, from Yitzchak said that, I heard you could bring Karbanos today in Beis Chanya. So number one, Beis Chanya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah, but more to what we need right now is must be old Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Lasalavi. And where are we on the Sugya? We have two kashas, a Mishnah Megillah Daf Yud, a Mishnah in the end of Zvachim, that would seem to say clearly that even after the Beis HaMikdash was Charb, still there was an Isser Bamas. Why? Because must be Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Lasalavi. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, but the Kedusha still exists, and if the Kedusha still exists, that would be enough for there to be an Isser to bring on Obama. So the Gemara says to answer Rabbi Yitzchak, it's true, Rabbi Yitzchak's connected to Mishnayis, but Tanoi, really, it's Machlokes Tanoi, meaning. Once we say that Rabbi Yitzchak Salacha is totally in Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita V'Kitchel Lasalavi, and that is an easy answer. You know why? Because you're going to bring me a Mishnah that says Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita V'Loi Kitchel Lasalavi, okay, V'Kitchel Lasalavi, I'll find you a Tana that holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita V'Loi Kitchel Lasalavi. This is such an easy Machlokes Tanam to find. or so the Gemara thinks right now. Says the Gemara, what? This machlokes tanam. The Tanya learned to the Brice. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Shamati, I heard. When the Yidden were building the Heichel, this is in the beginning of the second base Hamikdash. They made curtains to surround the area of the Heichel, and they made curtains to surround the area of the Azara. So this is when the Yidden were building the second Beis HaMikdash. The construction took years. So during the years of construction, the area of the Heichel and the area of the Azara were covered, they were surrounded by curtains. Ella, but there was one difference. The Heichel, the people that were on the job site, they were working the construction, so they wouldn't stand in the Heichel to build the curtains, they would stand to the outside of the Heichel. When they were building the curtains around the Azara, then they stood inside. What's the reason? Because you're allowed to stand in the Azara, you're not allowed to stand in the Heichel. Rabbi Shua said, Shamati, I heard, Shemakriven Afa Bishayim Bayis. No, they didn't need curtains. You could bring a carbon even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Oichlin Kachim Kadashim Afa Bishayim Klod. You could eat Kachim Kadashim in the Mokim of the Azara, even if you don't have curtains. Kachim Kalam Maisacheni, you can eat Kachim Kalam Maisacheni, Afal Bishayin Chayimah, even if there's no walls around Yerushalayim. The Pnesha Kedush of Shani Kitchel the Shaita, the Kitchel Lasa Lovi. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I heard that they were very makbid when they were building the Beis HaMikdash to make sure everything was surrounded properly. Rabbi Yeshua said, why? It's not necessary. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kitchel Lasa Lovi. You know what the Machlokes must be? Rabbi Yeshua holds Kedush of Shani Kitchel the Shaita, the Kitchel Lasa Lovi. So whether you have a bias, you don't have a bias, you have the wall, you don't have the wall, you have the curtains, you don't have the curtains, it doesn't really matter. You can treat this area as if it has the kedusha that it had when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer that said that they had to build curtains probably because he holds kedusha rishayin as kitchel ashaita v'loy kitchel asad lavi. So to give it kedusha, you would have to put something around it. So you say Maris, we have a machlokes tanan, and not just any tanan. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that are arguing whether kedusha rishayin and kitchel ashaita v'kitchel asad lavi. So Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok said that there's a heter bamas after the korban. Why? Because he holds kedusha rishayin kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asalavi. I have a kasha from two mishnayos. Oh, those mishnayos hold kedusha rishayin kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavi. He holds like the tana that holds like kitchel l'asalavi. Who's that tana? Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi mimai. This is not a raya. I disagree." Meaning it's clear that Rabbi Yeshua holds Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi. But it's certainly not clear that Rabbi Eliezer holds Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavi. Why? Dilma, I'll tell you the Kuliyama Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi. Maybe everybody holds Kitchel L'Asalavi. Mar Ma'i Deshmi'i Le'Kamar. Mar Ma'i Deshmi'i Le'Kamar. All Rabbi Eliezer was doing was reporting. He was just saying what he heard. He heard that they built curtains. Nothing to do with his halacha, nothing to do with the sugi of Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita. The Gemara says, "V'chitem klom the Rabbi Eliezer l'amali." So you want to know why they made curtains? Meaning, if he holds, you need the curtains. You need the curtains. But if he doesn't hold, you need the curtains. Why would they have made it? Let's use of alma because they wanted privacy. They're working and they wanted privacy. So the Gemara says, "I hear. Maybe you're. I hear. Meaning, you have no raya from Rabbi Eliezer that he holds Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi. Ela kani tanoi. If there's a machloikis tanam where the Kedusha Rishayin is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi, we could tell to a different machloikis tanam. The tiny balloon to the Why did the Chachamim list the following? So Rashi says this is referring to different cities that were considered Bati Ari Chaimah. They were considered walled cities that the Mishnah mentions in the last parak of Masechtas Erechin. And the Mishnah over there mentions several cities, but really there were much more. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, why did the Chazal mention those? The reason is when the Yidden went from got Ba'avel, back to Eretz Yisrael, Matzu Aseo, they found these cities, they kitched them and they were Mekadesh them. Avalo Rishon is Batlu, Misha Batlu Aretz. But the ones that they weren't Mekadesh, when they went back up for Bayesheni, those became Batlu, they weren't considered Kaddish anymore. Alma, what do you see, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi holds? Kosovic, Dush Rishon, Kitchel Lashaita, Valai Kitchel Lasalavi. So only the cities that they were re-Mekadesh during Bayesheni had a din of Bati Arichaim and had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but the cities that they weren't re-Mekadesh weren't. Okay, so that's one half of the equation. We have a mandama that holds Kedush Rishon, Kitchel l'shaita, v'lo kitchel l'asalavi. If you're a minu, this is all part of the what the Gemara is trying to say. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, we asked the kasha. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi said, v'chi elu b'vad hayu. Were these the only cities? V'aloi kfar nema shishim ir. Kol Chevel Argoi, Viksiv Kol Eir Arim Betzuros Chaima Gavai. There were so many other fortified cities. There were many other cities that were walled cities. Why did Mishnah only mention nine? Allah Mar Chachamim Aseilo. A whole different reason. Shekshal Bnei Agoilo. Because when the Bnei Agoilo came, Matzu Elo, they saw these. They kitchum and they were Makadosh. They think they were kitchum. Now, Hashto Amri Loi Tzricha L'Kedushi. You are about to say, Rashi says, we're going to say it in a minute, that they didn't have to be Makadosh. Elo Matzu Aseilo Umanum. They counted these, and because they counted these, that's why these are mentioned. However, says the Gemara very clearly, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi talking, not only these cities, any city that you have a Messiah from your father, your Zaydis, that it's considered, all the dinim of Mukafes Chayma, Rashi says, such as reading the Megillah and Tezva Vader, all those halachas will be Nogayim. So we have a Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Erechin. It mentions a bunch of cities that are walled cities, but really we know there are much more. The question is, why do we only mention those? So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi twice answered the question. One time Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, because those were the only ones that they were Mekadesh during Bayesheni. So even though originally there were much more, but by Bayesheni they only Mekadesh these, only these have Kedusha. Another place Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, no, because these are the only ones they counted. But of course all of them have Kedusha. So what's the obvious Kasha? Kasha Rabbi Shmuel, Ad Rabbi Shmuel. You have a stira between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, "Trei Tanoim Libid Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi." You have to say there were two different Tanoim that were talking Libid Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Ibo Yisema, Ha Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi Yomer. One of these brises is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and the other one is Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, how do you know to change it? Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi. We have a brise for this. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi said, "Ashaloi Chaima." Pasuk is described in the Bati Ari Chaima, and it says Ashaloi Chaima, and it says Loi Metan Aleph and Loi Metan Avov. Loi with an aleph means it doesn't have a chayma. Loi with avov means it does have a chayma. Ashna loi means that afal pisha ein loi achshav, today it's a loi with an aleph, but v'hoi loi koidam l'kein, it was once a loi with a vav, that's enough for it to have a din about the yari chayma. Must be the pshad, it's because he holds k'tushu rishayin, k'tushu l'shayit, k'tushu l'shayit, I mean that it once had a city, even if it doesn't have a, it once had a wall, even if it doesn't have a wall now at all, it's not going to be a problem. But what's the bottom line from here? The bottom line from here is we have a machlokes tanaim, first glance they're both the same tana. So the Gemara worked that out. But we have a machlokes tanaim where the Kedusha Rishayin is Kitchel Lashaitiv, Kitchel Lasalavay, like Kitchel Lasalavay, says the Gemara. That's the teretz to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shamati Shemakriven Beveis Chanya Bezman Azeh. Number one, he obviously holds Beis Chanya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. Number two, he holds that once the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, at that point, it was mutter to bring karbonos on a bomber. Fake the Gemara, it's connected to Mishnayos. A Mishnah in the first parak of Megillah and a Mishnah in the last parak of Zvachim. The teretz is, Rabbi Yitzchak knows he's going connected to Mishnah. However, he held that this shayla is really totally in a major machlokes. Kedusha Rishayin a kitchel l'shaitiv a kitchel l'asalavi or like kitchel l'asalavi. If Kedusha Rishayin is kitchel l'shaitiv a kitchel l'asalavi, that means even after the Beis HaMikdash is charev, Yerushalayim still has Kedusha as if there's a Beis HaMikdash. Makriv and afal pisha ein bayis. Also, if that's the case, there'll still be an Isser Bamis. But if you'll Kedusha Rishayin so as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be an Isser Bamis, because that's when Yerushalayim has Kedusha. But once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, at that point there's no Kedusha anymore. And if that's the case, at that point, this is not something anymore that we would have to worry about. So this is the Machloikis, and one of the many places in Shas where the Gemara talks about this Shail of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asalavi, or like Kitchel Asalavi. What's the bottom line? What's the Maskana? So it's Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Machlokes Rambam Ravid in the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam says, Lahalacha, there's a distinction between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. So today there's no Chi of Trumas Maisris Midai Raisa, says the Rambam. But Kedushas Yerushalayim U'Beis HaMikdash, you wonder if you could bring a carbon, says the Rambam, Akriven Afal Pishayim Bayis. And the Rambam says the reason is Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash isn't just because of the fact that the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. It's Mepnei HaShchina. And even after the Churban, the Shechina is still in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why even today it's still going to have Kedusha. So the Rambam Shita's Eretz Yisrael today does not have Kedusha Midai Raisa for all the dinim of Mitzvahs Atluyas Ba'aretz, but Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash does have Kedusha. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says that even Bezman Azeh, Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash does not have Kedusha. And then the Ravid says, I know I'm right. Now I know I'm right because it was revealed to me. Soyd Hashem liyireyav beruach hakodesh. Then I'm right. And then the Ravid says ulafichach. It's for that reason because Yerushalayim the Beis Hamikdash has no kedusha today. Hanichnas at the sham. If somebody would go today to the Har Habayis, ain by karis, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. According to the Rambam, he would be chayiv karis. Does the Ravid mean that it's mutter to go lekatchila, or does he mean what he said, which is only ain by karis? But of course, at the same time, it would be aser. This is a major, major discussion. So many raid bites related to this, most notably Reb Tzvi Hershkalischer. But the Ein Kan Mekayma Laharich Zokt, the Gemara Vayter, as we turn our attention to part two of today's daf, which is really the beginning of the next week of dafin, which is going to discuss the Purim story from the context and the backdrop of the Megillah. So the opening words of the Megillah are, Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. Amar Rab Levi said, Ve'item Rabbi Yonah said, some say Rabbi Yonah said, another classic, Dover zem masiris biyodeinu me'anshe knes ha'gdoyla. The following is something we have in Mesoira from the Anshe knes ha'gdoyla. Kol malkum shenema Vayehi, every time it says the word Vayehi in Tanakh, eino yel loshen tzar. It's a loshen of tzar, it's a loshen of pain. It means something very, very bad is happening. So whenever you find the word Vayehi, it means that something not good that's going down. Says the Gemara, Vayibi Me'achashverosh, as an example, have a Haman. Right? The Megillah starts with Vayibi Me'achashverosh. Now, it has a very happy ending, but until we get there, this Haman and this Tsaris, Lahashmid, Laharig, this Tainus Esther, so Vayibi Me'achashverosh is exhibit A of where we use the word Vayehi in the context of Lashon Tzar. Another example is Vayehi bimei Shvaita Shoftim. That's the opening words of Sefer Rus, Haverav, there's a hunger. Vayehi ki hechel ha'odam l'roiv. This is a pasuk in the parashas Bereshis. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'asa adam. And immediately afterwards, we're talking about a mabul. Vayehi b'nosam mikedem. Hava nivna lanu ir, the daraflago. Vayehi bimei Amrafel, asum l'chama, the war between the four and the five kings. Vayehi b'yois Yeshua b'richai. We just had this on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Yeshua was in Yerichai, and they weren't learning, they didn't bring the carbon talmud. Immediately, a malach shows up, the charvish lufa b'yadai, and he has his sword in his hand. Vayehi Hashem es Yehoshua. Again, the word vayehi, this is when the Yidden had defeated Yerichai, vayimalu b'nei Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael wasn't B'nai Yisrael, it was one person, it was Achan. He had taken from the spoils of Yerichai something that he wasn't supposed to do, he ends up dying. So the story of Chana begins with the word Vayehi, and then we talk about Chana's pain, the fact that she didn't have any children. Immediately, Shmuel's sons didn't go in his way. Sounds like such an amazing pasuk that David HaMelech had tremendous hatzlacha. True, but stating that, several psukim later, Vayehi Shol Oyen Es David. Shol is eyeing David, and he's not happy with David. And eventually, David's going to be a fugitive. Vayehi Ki Yashav HaMelech Beveisai. Again, referring to David HaMelech, Rak Atalei Simna Abayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David that you're not going to be able to merit to build a Beis HaMikdash. So we just gave a whole bunch of examples in Tanakh where you have the word Vayehi, and it's a Lashon Tzar. Freak to give Mar. Is that true? It's a nice list. But I can give you a list of Vayehis that don't seem to suggest that anything bad is going on. That was the day that the Mishkan was built, so it was a very happy day. How happy? It says over here, and it says there, so this is a very happy day. In fact, Chazal say, and it's prefaced with the word Vayehi. So the Gemara says, true, that simcha didn't last, because Nadav and Avihu end up passing away on that day. So you see, the word Vayehi was already an ominous sign. Another pasuk, and that's the pasuk that says that 480 years, we mentioned this in the introduction to the first part of the daf, after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. It says Vayehi. What's bad about the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash? Vaksiv, another pasuk, Vayehi kasher ro Yaakov es Rachel. Yaakov sees Rachel. Nothing bad happened. Vaksiv, Vayere vayivoyke yoymecha. The first day of creation. Did something bad happen? Vayika sheni, the second day of creation. Vayika shlishi. Vayika tuva. There are many psukim in Tanakh where you find the word Vayehi and nothing bad happened. Amar Rav Ashi said, you have to tweak it. You're right. We began the Gemara that wherever it says the word Vayehi, it's a Lashon Tzar, it's not true. Kol Vayehi ikahachi vikahachi. Vayehi can go either way. Vayehi bimei enei al Lashon Tzar. Wherever you find Vayehi bimei, that's when it's a Lashon Tzar. And the Gemara says, Chamish Vayehi bimei have this. Five times in Tanakh where you find the expression Vayehi bimei. Vayehi bimei achashverosh. Vayehi bimei shvayt hashoiftim. Vayehi bimei amrofel. Vayehi bimei achaz. Vayehi bimei yahayakim. And all five times something very tragic happens. Talk to Gemara. We mentioned something that Rab Levi said, that we have a Mesoira going back to Anshe Knes HaGdoyla, so we're going to digress. Amar Rab Levi, Dover, is there another thing? Is Mesoiris B'yodeinu Me'avisein? We have a Mesoira. Amoit V'amatzia Achim Hava. So two people mentioned in Tanakh. One was Amoit, the other one was Amatzia. They were brothers. The Gemara says, I hear, it's very nice. Micah Mashmalon, what? Hashtag rest of the story? What's the punchline? Why does it matter that they're brothers? And if they were cousins, right? Why are we telling us they're brothers? Any woman that's a tsnua in her in-law's house, she will have the schos that she will be the mother of kings and of prophets. So a woman that's a tsnua in her in-law's house will be zoicha that kings and prophets will descend from her. So the Gemara says, Minolin, what's the Makar? It is Mitomar. We learn it from Tomar. The Pasuk says, Vayirehu Yehuda, Vayachshevel Lezoino, Kichisis Apena. So we know the story with Yehuda and Tomar. So Yehuda sees a woman and thinks she's a Zoina. Now, unbeknownst to him, she was Tamar, she was his daughter-in-law, or former daughter-in-law. But at the same time, he didn't know that. The reason he didn't know that was, ki chisis aponeh. But when you read it, it sounds like, mishum de chisis aponeh vayachshevel lezoinah. Right, Yehuda sees this woman, she's very tzniyistik, she covered her face, he immediately assumed she was a zoinah. Just the opposite. Zimar says, Elo, mishum de chisis aponeh beveis chamel. It's because she was so tzniyistik, when she lived together with Yehuda, when she was in her in-law's house, he didn't know who she was. That's why he ended up thinking she's a Zoina, not realizing who she really was. What ended up coming from the union between Yehuda and Tamar? Zachse v'yatsim imena melachim and nevi'im. Melachim and nevi'im. Now melachim, how do you know me David? Because David and Melach came from Tamar. And the whole Malchus based David. How do you know nevi'im? Oh, here's the punchline. That's what Rabbi Levi was trying to teach us. That Amitz and Amatya were brothers. Okay, Amatzia is one of the Malchei Beis David. He's one of the kings of David HaMelech. Who's Amitz? So Amitz is not so famous, but he has a very famous son. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the first Pasuk in Yeshaya, Chazoin Yeshayo ben Amitz. So Amitz is Yeshaya Novi's father. If Amitz and Amatzia are brothers, that means Tamar didn't only have the schus to have Amatzia come from her, all the kings, but Amitz as well, which means Yeshaya. So you see, Tamar was Zoicha to Melachim and Nevi'im, and that's what Chazal wanted us to know. Amar Rab Levi, Dovah Zem Esayris Biyadeinu, Me'aviseinu, that a Kala that snu Beveis Chamel, like Tamar was, look what can come. Not only kings. Meaning you would think Malchus Beis David came, right? That sounds like enough. No. Kings and Nevi'im, a ganze shtukl Torah. So you should know, it's not just Amatzia and the whole lineage of Malchus Beis David, but it's Amatzia, it's also Amos, which means it's Yeshaya. That was the point. It's Amar Rab Levi. Another thing that Rab Levi said we have in Messiah. Dovah Zem Esayris Biyadeinu, Me'aviseinu, Mokam Arim, Inim En Amidah. The Arim took up no physical space. Tanya Namihachi, Arim Shasa Moshe, Yesh Las Amos. The Arim that Moshe Rabbeinu made was 10 Amos L'chol Ruach. Each side was 10 Amos. Uksiv L'fnei Adavir, Esrim Amo Oirech. The Kodesh Kadoshim, this is of Shlomo Melech's Beis HaMikdash, was 20 Amos long. Uksiv Knafa Kruva Echad Esra Amos, Knafa Kruva Echad Esra Amos. And each one of the Kruvim were 10 Amos. So if that's the case, Oren Gufa Hecha Avikai. So you have the Kruvim there on the sides, and they're 20 Amos long. The whole Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 Amos long, and then you need place for the Aron. So where was the Aron? Aron Guf Eich Avikoi, Elo Lav Shmami No Kinesoi. I mean, obviously it was Benes, and that's another thing that Rab Levi said, we have Bim Saira, we will exhale, and we will stop here. So just two Ha'aris to end the Daf, as it relates to the latter part of the Daf. Number one, so the Gemara began with a very, very well-known phrase. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Omer Rab Levi v'teimer Rab Yoinasan. Dover zem esoyres biyadeinu meyanshe kneses agdoilo. Komokim shenema vayehi. Enei el loshen tzar. That wherever you find the word vayehi, what it means is a loshen tzar. But then the Gemara asks kashes, and the Gemara said, what do you mean? There's a whole bunch of times where it says vayehi, and it doesn't seem to be a loshen tzar. So the Gemara said, you're right. Elo, you have to tweak it. Wherever it says vayehi bimei, it's a loshen tzar. And the Gemara said, chamisha vayehi bimei hava. There's five places in Tanakh where it says vayehi bimei. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh, vayehi bimei Shvoit HaShoiftim, vayehi bimei Amrofel, vayehi bimei Achaz, and vayehi bimei Yehoyah. So the maskonas ha-Gemara, vayehi is not necessarily a loshen tzar. Ikahachi v'chahachi. In fact, some of the happiest days in history, the Torah refers to them and prefaces them with the word vayehi. Vayehi bimei, that's a loshen tzar. So there was a havamin in the Gemara that vayehi is a loshen tzar, but the maskona, vayehi is not a loshen tzar. Ikahachi v'kahachi. What is a loshen tzar is vayehi bimei. The truth is that is the maskona of the Talmud Bavli, stating that the Zohar HaKadosh in a few places says not that way. Just to mention two. One is in Parshas Vayera. So the Zohar in Parshas Vayera, it's Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. Vayehi Achar Advarim Mo'elo. Reb Shimon Amar, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Hataninon Vayehi Bimei Al Tzayra Itmar. Wherever you find the words Vayehi Bimei, it means Oloshen Tzar. Vayehi, if it says Vayehi, Afal Gaf Deloksiv Bimei, even if it doesn't say Bimei, Tafse the Tzara Ispe. So what is Tafse the Tzara? So the way the Mefarshim explained, it means it's not a full-fledged Tzar, but there's a little bit of Tzar. Meaning, even Vayehi is a Lashon Tzar. albeit not on the same level of tzar as Vayehi Bimei. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. Omer Rab Yehuda, Leimolon Mar Milin Malyus of the Rosh Hashanah. Pasach Rab Shimon Vomer. Rab Shimon got up and he said, Vayehi Hayoim. B'chol Asar Dechsev Vayehi. Wherever it says Vayehi, Iyu Tzar. It's a Lashon of Tzar. Vayehi Bimei. What does that mean? Tzar Vadai. That's not just a Lashon Tzar, but that's a Lashon of Tzar Vadai. Vayehi Hayoim. It's a Yoim of the Ispei Tzar V'do Iyu Rosh Hashanah. And it's always Rosh Hashanah. Regardless, the Zohar, two places and more, Parshas Vayera, Parshas Pinchas says that Vayehi is a Lashon Tzar. Stating that, there is a distinction between Vayehi and Vayehi Bimei. Vayehi Bimei is a Tzar Vadai. That's a much more intense level of Tzar. Vayehi Bimei is a lesser level of Tzar. Oh, but the Maskon in the Zohar HaKadosh is L'chur and Nit Azoivi the Maskon in the Talmud Bavli. The Gemara Talmud Bavli, Megillah, Daf Yud Amid Beis, says that Vayehi Bimei is a Lashon Tzar. Vayehi is not a Lashon Tzar. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it's Mavur, that not only Vayehi Bimei, but even Vayehi. Stating that, Vayehi Bimei is more of a Lashon Tzar than Vayehi. And it's for that reason that you find in many places that the Sfarim HaKadoshim work with this concept that wherever it says Vayehi, it's a Lashon Tzar. And over the years, I've heard people ask, what do you mean? It doesn't stem with the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Havamina, Vayehi is a Lashon Tzar. But the Maskon is Vayehi Bimei. The Teretz is that it's true in the Gemara, it's only Vayehi Bimei, ob in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Uberoshim, and the Zohar HaKadosh. It's not just Vayehi Bimei, it's also Vayehi. It's interesting. Chazal also say that wherever it says Vahaya, the word Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. So Vayehi is always a Lashon Tzar, and Vahaya is always a Lashon of Simcha. And again, there's a lot of raid and a lot of Geshmak Torah that's been said over the years and all the Svarim to work B'derech Drush with this idea that Vayehi is always a Lashon Tzar, defeat the Zohar HaKadosh, and Vahaya is always a Lashon Simcha. Just one Ha'ara, Potter B'loi Klum, E'efshar. Just one Ha'ara that brings this out very, very nicely. And that is the Teferish Shloima, the Radomsky Rebbe. And this is in the Likutim of Parshas Bereshis. So the Teferish Shloima brings a Vart that he heard B'Shem, one of the greatest Tzadikim, one of the Friediger Rebbes. He said that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereshis, that Vayehi Hevel Royet Tzoyin, V'Kayin Hoya Oved Adama. So Hevel was a Royet Tzoyin, Kayin was a Oved Adama, and then they both brought Karbanas, and Hashem accepted the carbon of Hevel, but he didn't accept the carbon of Kayin. Kayin was jealous, Kayin killed Hevel, and the rest is history. But the Pasuk says that Hevel was a Royet Tzoyin, he was a pastor, he was a shepherd, V'Kayin Hoya Oved Adama. So the Tferish Shlomo brings from this tzaddik that said beautiful. When the Pasuk describes Hevel, it says Vayehi Hevel Royet Tzoyin. When the Pasuk describes Kayin, it says V'Kayin Hoya Oved Adama. Wherever it says Vayehi, it's a Lashon Tzar. Wherever it says Vahaya, it's a Lashon Simcha. So the Tferish Shlomo brings, what's the Oymik? What a Chazal trying to tell us. He says the reality is that a person was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, I'm reading from inside. The reality is that people have to do what they have to do. But stating that, says the Tiferes Shloima, you know how you know what a Yid is? Now you know what's licked by mensch, the way he approaches his Torah, and the way he approaches what he has to do 9 to 5. He says a person that when he is in his 9 to 5, that's where he has his ikar chiyus. So it's true he's doing what he has to do. Aber ikar chosam in a sefer. That's not the way it's supposed to be. When a person does what he has to do, but he's doing it more begrudgingly, but he's tayrasei kfau malach tayare, that's when a yid is behaving the way he's supposed to behave. So the Tiferes Shloima said gevaldik. He said Hevel and Kayin, they both worked. They both did what they had to do, but there was one difference. Vayehi Hevel royet zayin. For Hevel, when he was a royet zayin, it was a vayehi. It was a Lashon Tzar. He says, Kayin was Hoya Oved Adama. It was a Hoya, it was a Lashon Simcha. That's where he wanted to be. And that's the way it segues into Hevel is a Vayehi Hevel Royet Tzoyin. He brought a carbon, and the Pasuk says, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Ven Mel Chazoy. Oh, but Kayin, it was the Kayin Hoya Oved Adama. That was his Iker. That was his Geshmak. Vel Kayin Vel Mon Chazoy Loisha. Either way, beautiful. That's the Vayehi and the Vahaya in this pasuk right here. But just one final la'ara to end the daf with, which really has a lot of shaykhis to the beginning of the daf as well, but really we're focusing on the second part of the daf, and that is the Gemara said, that is that true? Wherever it says Vayehi Bimei, it's a lashon of tzar. How could you say that? It says vayihi bayoyim mashmini. B'tanya we learned in the brayso. Oisayoyim hoisa simcha lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki yoyim shenivur by Shemayim Varetz. That day, it was such a happy day lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, literally like the day that Shemayim Varetz was created. How do you know? The ksiv alchot says over here vayihi bayoyim mashmini. The ksiv hasam and it says vir vayi erev vayi voike yoyim mechad. So again, oisay hayoyim the day of hakamas hamishkan hoisa simcha lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the day that the Mishkan was built. It was such a happy day. Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It was literally kiyom shenivru by Shemayim Varetz. And obviously, this Chazal is tzarich bir. My inyan hakamas haMishkan liyom shenivru by Shemayim Varetz. So maybe you can say the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos daf nun hey amar aleph amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav yodeya hayu betzalel letzarif oisiyoy shenivru behem shemayim va'aretz. Betzalel, when he built the Mishkan, the way he built the Mishkan was with a secret that he knew, and that was he knew how to be metzarif the oisiyos shenivru behem shemayim va'aretz. Chazal say that the aleph base, the chaf base oisiyos that make up the Sefer Torah, are the chaf base oisiyos sheboy nivru by shemayim va'aretz. But obviously, it requires tzirufim and different inyanim of Kabbalah and Sefer Yetzirah. But Tzalel knew that. He was tapped in, and that's the way he built the Mishkan. How do you know that? Ksiv Hach, it says, Ve'imali Yosef Ruach Elikim B'chachmu B'svuna. But that's, Ksiv Hach, Hashem B'chachmu Yosef Eretz, Koyin Shemayim B'svuna. Ksiv, B'taitei Toimiz Nevko. Either way, a bunch of psukim. And we learn from there that when Bezalel built the Mishkan, the way he built the Mishkan was Yedeya Hoya Bezalel Letzarif Oisiyos Shenivru Bo Shemayim Var. So just to understand this on a little bit of a deeper level, the Balaturim in Parshas Vayakel. So the pasuk says, "Vayakel Moshe es kol adas bnei Yisrael vayomer aleihem ele hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasois oisam." And the ele hadvarim is the parasha of Shabbos. Says the Baal HaTurim that in this pasuk there's a remez to how many melachas a yid is not allowed to do on Shabbos. So everyone knows how many melachas are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? 39 melachas. Now it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to do 39 melachas. How do you know you're not allowed to do 39 melachas? Because the Torah juxtaposed the parasha of Shabbos and the parasha of Mishkan, and just like there were 39 melachas chashuvos that were used when the Mishkan was built, so too on Shabbos a yid has to refrain. You're not allowed to do lamites melachas. So says the Baal HaTurim that even though it's not mefurish anywhere lamites melachas, but there is a remez to lamites melachas. The pasuk says ila advarim asher tziva Hashem lasis oisam and lasis oisam. What are we referring to? Sheishes yamim teyasa melacha ubayim ashvii alechem kodesh. We're talking about Shabbos. So says the Baal HaTurim there's a remez. The word lasis is lamit tesha. It's written chaser. It's written lamit ayin. Shin Tov. So it's Lamed Tesha. Lamed is 30, Tesha is 9, and this is a remez to the Lamed Tes Melachas. And then the Baal HaTurim continues. The Baal HaTurim says, V'chein, Ashebar Elikim Lasois. Ashebar Elikim Lasois, it's Eva Bereshis. It's also Lamed Tesha. And then the Baal HaTurim goes further, and he says that if you go through all the words that are mentioned in the beginning of Bereshis that describe Briyas HaOlam, the words that have the Shoresh of Asiyah, Vayas, Briois, Bereshis, Bara, Elikim, Melachois, Mikom Melachta, Yasharasa, Havayois, Vayihi Ere, Vayivoyki, Yemechot, Yem Sheni, Hoitsois, Vatoitse, Yoretz, Havdalois, Vayavdal, Elikim. If you add up all those verbs, Kula, you know what you're going to end up with? Exactly, not more, not less, it's going to be 39. And this is a remez, says the Baal HaTurim, to some idea that the world was created with lamites melachas. I heard once from Reb Levi Chomsky, he showed me a beautiful maramachim. If you look in the Yitzris of Parsha Shkolim, this is in the Yitzris of Parsha Shkolim. So there's a very interesting paragraph that we say. It begins like this. V'cheinu l'cha sala kedusha ki atu kedush Yisrael u'moshia. Oz, ro'isa v'safarta v'hichanta v'chakarta u'madadeta v'chalta v'shakalta v'omadeta v'tzavarta u'fakadeta v'chashavta v'samachta u'monisa v'safarta v'kotzavta v'charatzta v'gozarta v'tipachta v'shiarta v'ibatata v'ivanta v'skalta v'sharta v'sakarta. It goes on and on and on. And somebody once came to the Vilna Gaon. It's brought down in the Hakdama to the Pasa Shulchan from Yisrael Mishklov. He said that he heard that the Talmidim, he was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He said he heard that the Talmidim asked the Vilna Gaon, he said that what's what's going on over here? It seems so wordy and redundant. And what's the point in all these different phrases that we're mentioning? So said Rab said the Vilna Gaon. He says if you count up all these words, there's 39 words. And he says this paragraph, this piyut is describing Briyas Ha'olam. And what it's being miramis is that by Briyas Ha'olam there were 39 different melachas, and Briyas Ha'olam happened with 39 melachas, and that's the remez. The remez is 39. One of the things that he mentions over here is the Vilna Gaon said afterwards that this is merumis in the word tal, and he says we know that tal comes down from Shemayim. We learned to come out recently in Masechtas Tainis that tal always comes. That's why Merida tal is not ma'akiv, even though the Mashem Baruch Merida Geshem is, but not Merida tal. And the reason is because tal always comes. And then he said that the Vilna Gaon that the word tal is gematria 39. It's merumis to these 39 melachis of Briyas Ha'olam. Shemayim, the word Shemayim is begematria 390. He said tal is the meiser of 390 tvarim above our pay grade. Fascinating, however. But either way, Ayin Sham in the Akdama to the Pasal Shulchan that he brings from the Vilna Gaon. But regardless, it comes out here, Amir de Gazach. It comes out that the world, Briyas Ha'olam, happened with 39 melachas. There were 39 melachas of Briyas Ha'olam. So we have the 39 melachis of the Mishkan. We have the 39 melachis that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And we also have the 39 melachis. We also have the 39 melachis of Briyas Ha'olam. The truth is, with this we can understand, the Pasuk says that why do we keep Shabbos? We keep Shabbos. Shabbos is Leisasa Kol Melacha. Why? Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Es Shemayim Ves Oretz Es Hayom Es Kol Hashabam Vayonach Bayom Hashvi Al Kein Berach Hashem Es Yom Hashabbos Vayikachev. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for 6 days, Vayonach Bayom Hashvi, therefore what do? We keep Shabbos. Lefid Evil Negoyin, and it's Mervur in the Balaturim as well. That Briyas Ha'olam happened. How? Oz Ro'isa V'Safarta V'Echanta V'Chakarta Madad V'Chalta V'Chakalta. It happened with 39 Melachis. And there's 39 references to Melach and Asiyah in Parashas Bereishis. So it's gewaldig. On Shabbos, we refrain from doing 39 melachis. And the reason we refrain from doing 39 melachis is because Briyas Ha'olam happened with 39 melachis, and us resting is to remember Kisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Saaretz Vayonach B'Yem Hashvi. What was the Vayonach B'Yem Hashvi? It was of the Lametes melachis of Briyas Ha'olam. So if the whole Vayonach B'Yem Hashvi is of Lametes melachis of Briyas Ha'olam, so it's Hein Hein Advarim. That's what we do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, what we do is we go ahead and rest. It's interesting. There's another place where the Torah gives a different reason for why we rest on Shabbos. And that's in Parshas Veschanan. So the Aseres HaDibros I mentioned twice in the Torah. It's in Parshas Yisroi, the Dibros Rishonis, and then it's in Parshas Veschanan by the Dibros Shneis. By the Dibros Rishonis, the reason we keep Shabbos is Leisasa Komalocha Kisheishas Yom Amas Hashem Eshrayim Vesoretz Vayonach Bayim Hashvi. In Parshas Veschanan, there's a different reason. It says Sheishas Yom Tavid Vasisa Komalachtecha Vayim Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Alekecha Leisasa Komalocha Vechulu. Says why? V'zocharta ki evedo yisav eretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember you were a slave in Mitzrayim. V'yetziach Hashem alekecha mishom biyot chazaka uvezroya netuya al kein tzivcha Hashem alekecha lasas v'yem haShabbos. Not zecher le'maisa bereshis, but zecher le'tzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban ala Torah and the Rishayim already talk about this. But you have two parashias in the Torah that give two different reasons why we keep Shabbos. Both in the Aseres HaDibros. By the Dibros Rishayim, it's zecher to the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos. And by the Dibros Shneis, it's nothing to do with the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos. By Dibros Shneis, it's related to the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says the Gemara says that when you make Kiddush, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you make Avdolah, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'shamati says Tosfos Meharam. Shneish b'medrash l'fisha b'mitzrayim obdu b'hem Yisrael b'farach. What the Yidum in Mitzrayim there was avoidas farach. Uparach, the word parach ba'at bash. If you swap out the letters pei resh endochav, you're going to end up with vav gimel lamed vegal. Shehem melachos arba'im chaser achas. The gematria of vegal is 39. Ukshenigalu mi Mitzrayim hiziran al Shabbos lishvois me'oisam lamed tes melachos. When the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they had avoidas parech. Parech is vegal. Bad bash. Vigal was 39. The Yidden had 39 melachis that they were subjected to in Mitzrayim. And because they were subjected to 39 melachis, it's for that reason on Shabbos that Shabbos is v'zocharto ki eved o yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Vayoytziach Hashem elokecha misham biyad chazaka. So what do? We don't do the work that we did in Mitzrayim. We refrain from avoydas parech. What's avoydas parech? Avoydas v'gal. What's v'gal? V'gal's 39. That's why we don't do the lamates malachas. But just to put this all together with a ribbon, and that is twice in the Torah mentions a reason why a yid has to keep Shabbos. It's in Parshas Yisrael and it's Parshas Vaschanan. It's the first time the Torah mentions that Aseres Hadibros. It's the second time the Torah mentions that Aseres Hadibros. The first time it says Loisasa Kol Malacha Ki Sheishes Yom Amos Hashem Es Hashemayim Vesaretz Es Hayom Es Kol Shabam Vayonach Bayim Hashvi. The second time it's Kus Vizachar Tekev Ad Yisav Eretz Mitzrayim Vayetziach Hashem Alekecha. But now that we understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we can appreciate the tifkat, what's going on over here, the symmetry. On Shabbos, a yid has to refrain from lamites malachas. On Parshas Yisroi, we're not doing the lamites malachas because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vayonach Bayim Hashvi. And what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vayonach? 6 days He created the world, and on the seventh day the Eibishter rested. He rested from Priyas Olam. Priyas Olam happened how? Priyas Olam happened with 39 malachas. Like the Balaturim says, like the Goyen said in the Akdamah to the Pasa Shulchan. That's why, what do? We rest. What's our resting? We don't do the 39 malachas that the Eibishter didn't do. Hashem rested from lamites malachas. We rest from lamites malachas. And then Parshas Vaschanon, Torah gives a reason. V'zachar to kever Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim. What did the Yidden do in Mitzrayim? Avoydas parech. Avoydas parech zok toitz a toisves. In Pesachim Kuf Yizayin Amid Beitz was avoydas v'gal. V'gal is begamatri 639. So the Yidden were subject to 39 malachas. Now we keep Shabbos. We rest from those 39 malachas. And that's the inyan of not doing lamites malachas. Zeicha l'maisa v'reishis. And zeicha l'yitzias Mitzrayim. But I'll tell you one more hisafa. One other Dovah Nifla that's mentioned a few times in the Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara equated Brias HaOlam to Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And just to not go out of order, we can appreciate that a little bit better right now. Because it was a connection between HaKamas HaMishkan and Brias HaOlam. Brias HaOlam was with Lamites Malachas. HaKamas HaMishkan, of course, that everybody knows, was Belamites Malachas. So you see clearly there's a connection. And look, that's the Gemara that we just said. The Gemara said there was a Simcha. Oh, the Teretz, no, they were both Belamites Malachas. The Teretz is the Gemara and Brachas. That means the Mishkan on some level was a microcosm of the entire world. And that's why there was a Simcha on the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. And again, you have to be Chassam Sofer to say these things. That's why, but they're gewaldig. And said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, he says that we know that the day that the Mishkan was built, Nadav and Avihu passed away. And the Pasuk says, Bekarvasam, they did a chet. Abulamaisa, the Svar Makdoshim say that Nadav and Avihu, they died because of the Gevaldige Kedusha and this unbelievable Madrega that they were on. And the Chassam Sofer says that it bothers him a little bit because we just said that the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was like the Yom Shenivru by Shemayim Varetz. On some level, they have to parallel. And Yom Shenivru by Shemayim Va'aretz, we don't have such a phenomena. It's Vayere Vayivoyke Yemechad. And here it's Vayiba Yemashmini Ba'a B'shochim Nodav Aviyu. It's bittersweet. Where is the parallel to Yom Briyas Ha'olam? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you where the parallel is. It's a Rashi, right in the beginning of the Torah. Rashi says, in the beginning of the Torah, Vayar Elikim Esa'ar Ki Toif, Vayavdal Elikim Bein Ha'ar Bein HaChoshech. Zokte Elikim Rashi, Apa Zeh Anu Tzrich Lodevi HaGadol. We need HaGadol to help us understand this Pasuk. Ra'u She'enei Kedai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created Ar. Vayar Elikim Yehi Ar, Vayehi Ar. And then immediately afterwards, Vayar Elikim Esa'ar Ki Toif. He saw it was good. Vayavdal Elikim. You know what it means? David saw that and it was too good. It was too good. And it wasn't okay for the Rishon to be Mishtamish. The Hivdiloi with Tzadikim Lasalavai. The Eibishter was Mavdol the Ur. He put the Ur away. He saved it for the Tzadikim Lasalavai. So the Chassam Sofer said that Ula you can say. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Pinchas. Earlier in the daf we mentioned the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas is also a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. Nodav and Aviyu, after they were Nifter, after they died,
their neshama didn't go back to Shamayim, but rather the neshama entered the guf of Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen had the neshama of Nadav ben Avihu. And this is based on the idea that there's a concept of a Gilgal, Soid HaGilgal, and there's also a concept of an Ibor, Soid HaIbor. Soid HaGilgal is that a person dies, and then years later someone's born, and that person comes with the neshama of someone that had previously died. But me'inyan le'inyan, there's also an idea of Ibor. And the idea of Ibor is that sometime a person can die, and his neshama doesn't go, it actually enters the guf of another person. And the Zohar Kodesh says, the Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, that's exactly what happened to Nadav and Avihu. So after the p'tir of Nadav and Avihu, the neshama went into the guf of Pinchas. So the Chasam Sofer says, Nadav and Avihu's neshama was an or. And Nadav and Avihu, they were on such a high madrega that al pi soy, the reason they died, because they weren't shaykh to be in this dar. And so what happened to them? What happened? What happened was they end up being neskalgal in who? In Pinchas, who eventually would become Eliyahu. Eliyahu is going to come lasad lavay, and he's going to reveal himself. And Eliyahu is going to be megala himself to us, and he's to be the one that's going to bring Mashiach. So says the Chasam Sofer that vayi erev vayi voiker yom echad vayi bayom hashmini melamed shayis simcha lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki yom shenivru by shemayim va'aretz. And you have all these parallels between the yom hakamas haMishkan and the yom brias ha'olam. Says the Chasam Sofer, just like in the yom brias ha'olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, after he created the ar, he said, on a much deeper level, it's exactly what happened by Yiba Yom HaShmini. The Eibishter saw that Nadav and Avihu, their neshama was too gross. It's kmeitzi gross. And the Eibishter took Nadav and Avihu's neshama, and what did he do with it? Hivdila letzadikim la'asalavai. It's going to come la'asalavai. Because when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be prefaced by Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi is besoido ibor. The neshama of Pinchas, which is also the neshama of Nadav and Avihu. And just like there was this concept of taking the ur and putting it away, loss of love, it's the same exact thing that happened Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini. What was the ur hagonus of Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini? It was the heilige neshamas of the tzaddikim, Nadav and Avihu.